Good evening and welcome to the first of several call-in candidates forums here on KRFP for the 2014 election season. Tonight we'll hear from Democrat Kurt Obermeyer, who is running for the District 1 seat on the three-seat Latah County Commission. We'll spend the next half hour taking your phone calls with questions for Kurt Obermeyer. Normally these call-in forums last 1 hour. However, Obermeyer's opponent, Republican incumbent Richard Walzer, has declined to participate in the call-in program part of KRFP's election coverage, so we'll go with a half-hour format tonight. There are four candidates running for two seats up for election on the Latah County Commission. For the District 1 seat, Democrat Kurt Obermeyer of Moscow is running against incumbent Republican Richard Walzer of Viola. And they're running for a four-year term. In the District 2 race, Democrat Tom Lamar of Moscow is running against Republican Shirley Green of Moscow. The winner in that race will be able to serve a two-year term and will replace Democratic Commissioner Tom Stroshine, who is retiring. Please note the commission districts are for candidate pools only. All Latah County voters can cast ballots in both races. Each seat alternates between 2 and 4 year terms. The third Latah County Commission seat is held by Republican Dave McGraw, who still has 2 years remaining in his term. And the locations to vote this November 4th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the General Electric in Moscow, generally, for the precincts west of Main Street, you vote at the southwest corner of the ASUI Kibbe Dome on the University of Idaho campus, and for the precincts generally to the east of Main Street, you vote at the Latah County Fairgrounds Exhibit Building, which is across White Avenue from Safeway on the east side of town. Of course, there's polling places, also Deary City Hall, Genesee Senior Center, Harvard Community Hall, Juliet City Hall, Annex, Kendrick Fire Hall, Scenic 6 Park Building in Potlatch, the IOOF Rebecca Hall in Potlatch, another set of precincts in Potlatch, Palouse River Community Center in Princeton, the Troy Lions Club Community Center, shop residence of James H. Hagedorn for people around Viola, Mountain Home Grange for people around rural Potlatch, Beauville Family Support Center, and the Latah County Auditor's Office if you're voting absentee, which you can do up until the day before the election during normal business hours at the courthouse. So we have Democrat Kurt Obermeyer in the studios, and we'll give you a chance to introduce yourself and say hello.
Okay, thank you, Lee. So my name is Kurt Obermeyer. I've lived in Moscow since about 1981. I have followed my wife's career for a total of 9 years since 1981 to now. So we've lived away a few times, but other than that, we've stayed right here in Latah County. I have operated my own small renovation remodel business for about the last 20 years or so. I've always enjoyed Latah County and Idaho. It's always felt like home. The last time we were away for 6 years, we went ahead and kept our house here in Moscow because we always planned on coming back. So currently I'm serving on the Moscow Food Co-op Board, which is now not quite the old co-op. It's a $10 million a year enterprise with about 190 employees. I'm also serving on the Moscow Planning and Zoning Commission as the representative for county residents that are in the city area of impact. I actually live out in the county, not in the city. I think the last thing I should mention too, I think, is that kind of full disclosure, my wife, who I hope is listening, she is working now in Arizona for another 2 weeks or so, is on the board of KRFP.
Okay, Radio Free Moscow Incorporated. Okay, well, I want to tell listeners that they can call in with questions for Kurt Obermeyer. The phone number is 208-892-9200. That's 892-9200. And we'll connect the line right away. And when Kurt is finishing up answering a question, then we'll refer to the phone caller and let the caller ask a question. So that's how it'll go. 892-9200 is the number. And since your opponent, Republican Richard Walzer, has declined to participate in the call-in candidates forum here on KRFP, he did, however, do a phone interview earlier in the election cycle. So we have one clip of Walzer answering a question about the county's obligation under state law to pay for the first $11,000 of indigent health care, which is currently how things are going in counties around the state under state law. However, things are starting to change as more and more people sign up for federal subsidized health insurance. But of course, the most poor of the poor in Idaho can't get that health insurance because Medicaid has not been expanded. Idaho is one of the states that has not expanded Medicaid because the Supreme Court basically said that part of the Affordable Care Act does not apply. So therefore, states have the option of not expanding Medicaid, which sort of some people might say that sort of kicks the extra poor to the curb. But anyway, we asked Richard Walzer about the county having to pay for indigent health care, and here's what he had to say.
You mentioned that's totally a legislative issue. We, as commissioners, we have to deal with the reality of whatever it is, which is that if right now, the county, okay, there's somebody that's declared indigent. We determine that, of course. And then if typically what happens, they'll have a medical bill that they, if they're indigent, obviously they can't pay it. So they, right now under statute, the county pays the first $11,000. And then what's called the CAT fund, which means the catastrophic fund, which is set up by the state, that picks up the rest of the bill so that the people's medical bill is paid. So what the exchange, as I understand it, would do, depending on what, you know, which exchange you're talking about, there's been many options. But it would transfer that, the catastrophic fund and maybe even a good share of the county match, the first 11,000, to a more of a federal program. Now there's people just against that in principle. There's people that are for it because it would relieve the burden on the county, but as one individual told me, the bill is being paid, so it's nobody has to sleep out in the street and die of neglect. So it is being paid. I guess the question hinges on who should pay for it. Should the counties continue to do this? Should the states, or do we need to involve the federal government? And of course, a lot of people realize with federal government there's going to be strings attached, as is typical, and that's probably true. But I don't. It's nothing. I mean, it's nothing that the commissioners vote on or decide. That's purely a legislative thing, so I guess it's just up to them to figure out what they think the constituents would have them do and go from there.
And that was a recording of Republican candidate for Latah County Commission, incumbent Richard Walzer, speaking with KRFP last month. And I believe I was asking him about what the legislature should do about the indigent health care obligations that counties have. We have Kurt Obermeyer in the studios, the Democratic candidate, the opponent of Richard Walzer for this county commission seat. So, Kurt, how do you feel about the indigent care that Idaho counties have to pay for?
Well, the only good thing about it is that people can get the serious health care that they absolutely need. The terrible things about it are, first of all, you have to be indigent, which means for a lot of people, you have to lose everything before the county will actually start picking up some of the bills. It's in such a fashion that you have to wait for a major illness to happen. I think everybody is fairly clear that regular trips to a medical provider can find a lot of stuff before it becomes an emergency. What we're doing now is the equivalent of you wait until the roof rots and collapses on your head instead of replacing a few shingles earlier. Especially right now when we actually have the option. It's true it's a state level thing. It's the legislature will have to pass it. But we do have the option that the federal government will pick up 90% of the costs of this. My personal feelings are that there are so many good reasons to do it. I'll do everything I can to make sure that this gets passed. The first place to start is working through the Idaho Association of Counties to see if we can get enough county commissioners on board to refer a recommendation to the legislature that they start this. If that doesn't work, I would be in favor of taking it to a referendum approach and try to get it passed through the state. What I would like to do with the money, I mean, this year it's budgeted at $800,000 for Latah County for their share of the indigent care program. I think that $800,000 should be given back as a property tax cut to the taxpayers of Latah County. And any state savings, if we do get this program going, should be given directly to the schools that are struggling with the funding cuts of the last 6 years or so. There's just too many good reasons to pass it. It's very easy if there are objections about will the federal government renege on its promise to pay for it. You just write it into the law that if support ever drops below 90%, that we will end the program. There's just no reason not to do it. And the truth is that there are people dying in Idaho because they do not have health insurance. I believe the State Medical Association estimated it was 70 to 80 people a year. So whatever it takes to get that passed.
Now you're saying you'd be in favor of giving a tax rebate to Latah County citizens if the $80,000 is saved. Isn't the Latah County budget very, very tight, and hasn't it been so for many years now? And don't you think there would be a lot of pressure on the county commissioners to write a budget to spend that money on other needs that have maybe been neglected or underfunded in the last decade?
I'm not sure if I would call the county budget really tight right now. There are always good things and useful things that county money could be spent on. And we will never have the money to do everything that we want. I think in today's current climate, where taxpayers are being forced to vote in school levies just to keep the schools operating, and those are all ridden on property taxes, If we have an opportunity to back off some on what property taxpayers are paying now, we should take that opportunity. I mean, I think, yes, there are great things that you could do with $800,000. Unfortunately, I think that people are loaded up enough as it is, and that money should just be used for tax relief.
We're speaking with Democratic candidate for Latah County Commission, Kurt Obermeyer. His opponent is Republican incumbent Richard Walzer. We're in the KRFP studios at KRFP Moscow. And if you want to get in on the conversation, maybe ask a question of Kurt, phone number is 892-9200. That's 892-9200. We'll put you on the air live. So there was a new zoning law in Latah County allowing an extra split of 40-acre parcels. How do you feel about that? Do you think that was appropriate?
I think in the final line, yeah, I think it was a reasonable thing that was done. It's got protections written in there to protect good agricultural land. One of the reasons I'm for it is because I think there are a lot of people in Latah County that are land rich and cash poor. There are quite a few, well, farms are getting so consolidated these days that a lot of people that used to have their farming land rented out now, and end up with a house and there are 10 acres around it. I think that it's all right to be able to divide and sell off a chunk. We need to keep it from turning into a starter castle on every hilltop. There are some protections that are written in there too about trying to keep people off of the hills. I think the bigger break on a massive amount of subdividing in Latah County is going to be the economy. There's just not the economy at this time to support a huge amount of growth and subdividing of land.
I understand commissioners have to vote to approve conditional use permits that are initially approved by the Planning Commission. Is that how it works?
I know the commissioners do have to approve all plats and subdivisions. So I'm more familiar with the city's process. Mm-hmm. I would be pretty sure that works the same way that the County Planning and Zoning Commission makes recommendations to the county commissioners, and they either approve it or disapprove it.
Well, the reason I ask is sort of get at your approach to land use issues. I know there have been a lot of, there's been a few issues over the last couple of decades where new mines, rock crushing quarries, other noisy or dusty industries might be forming out in the county, and generally they've been approved, but the Planning Commission has put some restrictions on them. I'm wondering, if you could maybe tell us some of the nuances of, how you feel about issues like that when they come up.
Yeah, I think one of our great strengths around here is that we have a wonderful place to live. And our biggest problem that we have around here is our economy and the lack of decent jobs. Latah County is about a 5% higher poverty rate than the Idaho average. It gets into a constant balancing act to allow economic activity without messing up what a great place we have to live. Yeah, there's a rock crushing outfit that I've talked to some of the neighbors of it, and it's sounds a little sketchy to me personally. You have to look at each and every instance of what someone wants to do, weigh it with what the benefits are versus the costs. I don't want to forbid somebody being able to use their own land, but you have to take into account the impact on the neighbors. Like I say, every instance is going to have to be weighed on its own merits.
Okay, we're speaking with Kurt Obermeyer, Democratic candidate for Latah County Commission. We invited his opponent, Republican Richard Walzer, to come in tonight or schedule a different night for both of them in the studio. And that's not going to happen this election season, so we've decided to do a half hour with the candidate who's willing to come in, Kurt Obermeyer. He's in the studios, and you can call in with questions at 208-892-9200. If you want to be part of the conversation, 208-892-9200. We'll be going for another 10 minutes or so. Tell me let's talk a little bit about the Latah County budget. Over the years, the Sheriff's Department has asked for quite a bit and sometimes been turned down because of their increasing needs. Do you have any thoughts on funding the Sheriff's Department?
Well, from what I know now, I think that probably one of the top priorities should simply be wages for the deputies. It's just so expensive if you have a constant turnover in personnel. I know that there was a raise given this year to, I think, all county employees, which is good. If you pay the lowest wages, you won't end up with the best employees. The sheriff's budget is a pretty healthy chunk of the county budget. I think it needs to be looked at closely. Hopefully, Henry Ann Westberg, who's going to be our new county clerk and registrar, has talked about that there needs to be a narrative given to the county commissioners when the budget proposal is put forward. I did get this year's budget, and while it does compare the last few years, I think the last 3 years are on the budget sheets, it's simply column after column of numbers with no real explanation or discussion of why these numbers are changing. It's one of the biggest parts of the commissioner's job. It takes probably half the year, from what I've heard, to set the budget, and you just have to go through it item by item. Certainly one of the things I will be doing, my approach would be to see if it goes up, if it goes down, and ask the questions about, well, why is this happening? What has changed that means that you need this money or that you are able to do without some money?
KRFP Moscow Pullman. The phone number is 892-9200. If you have questions for Democratic candidate Kurt Obermeyer, running for Latah County Commissioner. Speaking about the budget, new budget for fiscal year 2015 was completed in August. It included 4% raises for most of the county employees. For county officials, it was a cost of living adjustment. And also, the budget included the portion of the property tax that goes to the county would increase by 1%. And, of course, property taxes include payments to the county, sometimes the applicable city, different highway districts, and so forth and so on. So only part of that goes to the county, not to mention school districts. So why don't you tell me your thoughts on the budget that was passed by Latah County Commissioners this year with a 4% raise for employees, and particularly in mind?
Well, it seems to me that the commissioners did a pretty good job on keeping the budget in line. You have to remember that with inflation, a 1% raise in the county budget is actually just breaking even. In terms of the raise to the county employees, I am in favor of it. I think that the last few years have been some fairly lean times. And again, back to the same thing as I said about the sheriff's department, if you get into a churn of good employees leaving just because of the wage levels, it's more expensive in the long run. The county can turn into being in danger of becoming a training school where people like building inspectors or county sheriffs can get a job here for a few years, and then if they can leave and get another job paying thousands of dollars a year more, who could blame them? But then we're back in the situation of having to replace and retrain someone. It's not worth it in the long run. The other thing the commissioners did was, I think, gave a... It's like a 1.5% raise to the elected officials, I don't know how long it's been since the elected officials have had a raise, so whether or not it was warranted, I don't know for sure. Just as a matter of principle, if I voted on a raise for myself while I was a county commissioner, I'd turn the money back to the county until after the next election and let the voters have a say in it.
Okay, we've got a caller. KRFP, you're on the air with Kurt Obermeyer, candidate for Latah County Commission. You got a question?
Yeah, we're going to shortly get the final environmental impact statement on the highway that's going to go over the top of Paradise Ridge. Four lanes wide. At that point in time, the state will abandon the right of way of the old 95, and the county will be responsible for maintaining those roads. In particular, the road I want to address is Old Highway 95, where it goes over Reisenauer Hill. I'd like to ask Mr. Obermeyer how he feels about the state abandoning a part of road to the county to have to take care of that should have been repaired years ago.
Okay.
And or how he feels about Paradise Ridge as being the alternative route for the new highway.
Yeah, my personal choice for the highway routing was to keep it on the old highway, the existing highway. I think some safety improvements could have been done to make it into an adequate road. It might not have been a four-laner, but it could certainly have been improved. What actually happens is that in Idaho, it's a county option for whether or not the county commissioners take care of the roads, or they have the option of setting up highway districts who are actually in charge of the roads. And Latah County has set up highway districts. So it's actually the highway districts that will be left with that road. County commissioners, we have a larger voice than most, but pretty much zero authority over the relocation of the road or what happens to the road that's deeded or given over to the county highway districts. That being said, I think that in general, rather than punching through a brand new road, if you've got a workable alternative using the old road, I would be more in favor of that.
Caller, do you want to follow up on any of that?
No, that's fine. I actually have a question on something you spoke of a little bit earlier. Used to be a value of the Democratic Party when I was raised in the Silver Valley, 25, 30 years ago, to have respect for collective bargaining and the right of workers to organize. And I've seen Democrats stray further and further from that value. I've strayed further and further from voting from them as that time goes. I'd like to know how Mr. Obermeyer feels about collective bargaining and the ability of workers to have input on what happens at their place of employment.
Yeah, I think the playing field has been tilted away from employees to an incredible extent these days. You can see that just in the way that wages stay flat and productivity goes up, and it's not the workers that get a share of that gain in productivity. I think it's more than a coincidence that employees' wages stagnated pretty much at the same time as the union movement was pretty thoroughly stymied in Idaho, especially by the right to work law. I think that in terms of leveling the playing field a little bit and possibly getting a little bit more equitable share of the productivity of this country, that unions do have a definite place in it. And I think that they should be, it would be great if they were more active and if more people were involved in them.
And you're tuned to KRFP Moscow Pullman. We are speaking with Democratic candidate for Latah County Commission, Kurt Obermeyer. His opponent is Republican Richard Walzer. And we are winding down. We'll give the phone number out one more time if anybody has any last questions for Kurt on this call-in forum. The phone number, 208-892-9200. That's 892-9200. And I just want to ask one thing is, are there any issues that you think are important for voters to think about when voting for county commissioners this year that maybe we haven't brought up yet in this broadcast?
Well, I think our biggest problem, like I said, around here is the economy and providing some decent jobs so that people can stay here in the county instead of having to move. I've talked to kids out there in the county that have said that they have to move away because there is simply nothing for them to do around here. The county commissioner's job is probably 80 to 90% is simply balancing our county budget and keeping the wheels turning fairly smoothly. There is room, though, in that last area to try to do some work on how you want the county to be in 10 to 20 years. I think the things that we do have to build on around here are the two universities and a very community-oriented population. The amount of volunteering that goes on around here is just incredible. I think anything that the county government can do to help that along is great. It can often be done with a very small amount of money, just as a seed money or to jumpstart community activities, community groups. I think if we start working now that we can improve how Latah County is in the future in terms of providing some decent jobs, there's no reason that we couldn't be a knowledge corridor between WSU and the University of Idaho. Our other great strength is we have a wonderful place to live. It's just fabulous around here. That's why I choose to live here. So our biggest issues are keeping the county government working smoothly, but we've got to start working on the future of how we want the county to be. And it's a lot of work. There's not instant results usually in that kind of activity, but if you don't start trying, you won't ever make any progress on it.
All right, looks like we got another caller. So KRFP, you are on the air with Kurt Obermeyer.
Hey, Kurt, I have a question for you about, I'll start with the Latah County Trail, the Latah Trail, and we're going to see it connecting to Julietta pretty soon. Do you see the county commissioners as having a role in promoting bicycle-friendly roads, let's say out through the county to Moscow Mountain, around the city of Moscow or other cities in the county, and especially in terms of perhaps economic development in terms of our quality of life here, perhaps tourism?
Yeah, I think so. That's a pretty prime example of sort of what I was just talking about. Because the county does have such limited funds, they can help out with organizations that are mostly volunteer-oriented, which is, I think the county has chipped in some for some of the trail work. As I said earlier, in terms of the actual highways, it is the highway districts. And probably the highway district commissioners and the highway district election is the most powerful, invisible election and governmental position around. Most people, I mean, are not even aware of who their road commissioners are. They have their own dedicated funding source that goes directly to them. It doesn't go through the county or anyone else. Those are the people to start trying to work with in terms of getting more bicycle-friendly roads and highways done. Personally speaking, I love my bike, and it's a great way to get around. It would be nice if 50 years ago people had kept in mind the fact that bicycles are a great secondary way of getting around, and if the highways had been built that way. Now it's unfortunately extremely expensive to add the bike lane, to add the side of the road shoulder that's good enough for bikes, but it can be done. Long slow work little bit at a time. Eventually, I think you could tie all the trails together.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, caller?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, I think we'll cut it there. I appreciate candidate Kurt Obermeyer coming in for this interview tonight, call-in candidates forum. We're hoping to get both candidates in all the races for District 5 legislature.